7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez, Jerry Notman, and Pauline Teichman will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions here on Minds Over Matter.
You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. We hope you are having a wonderful day, all you mothers out there that listen to this show, and mothers-to-be, and those who have mothers. So, happy Mother's Day. Hope you're having a wonderful day. This is Minds Over Matter. As I've said before and we'll say again, we are an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we hope you will take the time to participate. That's very, very important to us. The number to call is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And feel free to give us a call. Our lines are open right now. It's a great time to call in. Really is. 415-841-4134. And I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Again, that's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Speaking of which, got an email this week that was passed along by Leah about last week when Lori was here. And he asked that question about the window. Remember the window question from The Great Gatsby? How you see the world through a single window.
A poet that he made up.
Was that the quote that came from the poet that he made up?
No,
was that the one?
No, that was something else. I don't remember
okay.
Who that was. The other quote was something about the gold-hatted lover or something, I don't know.
So that's what I wanted to know is I didn't have a chance to call Lori about this. If you remembered where that quote came from about the single window.
It's a real person, I think. The other
okay.
one was made up.
All right, well, maybe one of our callers will call and tell us. And as I said, yes, Minds Over Matter is our email address. That's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world as we know it, simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like to podcast of the show, it should be available afterwards at kalw.org. Okay, that all being said, I just dropped Jerry's introduction on the floor. Which is probably where it belongs anyway. No, I'm just kidding. So we're going to start with random introductions. And here's the first. Jerry Notman thinks his mother could lick any mom on the block, at least in the area of cream tuna on toast and number of visits to the neighborhood library.
Thank you, Dana. Pauline Teichman is off to her motherland, France, this week, shepherding a flock of fifth graders.
And I'm going to introduce the man who needs no introduction.
Thank you very much.
I think he needs one. He doesn't have one.
Well, he doesn't have one, so.
I couldn't ask for less, could I? And we'll start with Jerry Notman.
Okay. Well, on a recent cruise beset with cabin fever, I played Clue for the first time in about 40 years.
Oh.
Okay. Can you name all six suspects and all six weapons? I'd say you need to get maybe 9 out of 12 for a bell.
So there's the noose.
Okay, so go through them.
I don't know about the weapons. I haven't played that in a
bazillion
years.
One of the weapons just changed recently, didn't
well,
it?
Well, I don't know.
Am I mixing it up with Monopoly?
I mean, Miss Plum and Colonel Mustard and...
No, wait a minute. Wait.
Yes?
No, that's... Colonel Mustard is correct.
There's not a Miss Plum?
No.
There absolutely is.
No, there isn't.
Hmm. All right, well, it's kind of
I remember a Miss Plum. And there's a noose, I know that.
There's who?
A noose, in terms of the weapons.
Yeah, a rope, correct.
Rope.
Okay, that's one.
Okay.
A gun.
Yeah, revolver. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all about all I remember, too. Why don't you repeat the question, Jerry?
Well, in the game Clue, can you name all six suspects and all six possible weapons?
Isn't there a knife?
Yes.
There might be a knife, yeah.
Okay, so you got a knife, you got a revolver, and you got a rope.
All right.
Three more, and we need, and you got Colonel Mustard. So we're looking for five of the suspects and three of the weapons.
All right. I know. I think there's Miss Plum, too.
I think so, too.
Go ahead, Pauline.
Okay.
Ahead.
Well, in honor of Mother's Day, I'm going to give you two quotes concerning mothers. Please tell me who they're from. So, one of them, whatever else is unsure in this stinking dunghill of a world, a mother's love is not. And the second one, she was so deeply embedded in my consciousness that for the first year of school, I seemed to have believed that each of my teachers was my mother in disguise.
Okay, it's... Did you preface that by saying anything about the people who did
no,
the quote?
No, they're just both quotes by very well-known writers.
Current?
Would you read
by
it
very
again?
Well-known writers.
Read it again, please.
Read the two both quotes again. Okay, yeah. The first quote, whatever else is unsure in the stinking dunghill of a world, a mother's love is not. And the second one, she was so deeply embedded in my consciousness that for the first year of school, I seemed to have believed that each of my teachers was my mother in disguise. And the answer is split with yours. One yes, one no.
Okay. Are these famous writers, are they really writing about their own mother, or is just taken from a work of theirs?
Well, you wouldn't know, really.
Well, not necessarily.
They're taken from works, but I would imagine... In some way,
like if I said J.D. Salinger, so. Would that be one of the writers?
No.
It wouldn't be one of the writers, but it could be.
It doesn't right. sound like him at all, either one.
Okay. And
Too flowery.
Too flowery?
Too right. flowery. Yeah, especially that dunghill quote.
All right, let's go to a call then. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Jared from Union City.
Hello.
Got a couple of questions.
Okay.
First one, what was the name of the television film that starred Bob Newhart and Gene Wilder that was filmed in 1971 but not televised until 1974?
A TV show or a movie?
A television film.
It was a television film. It was originally filmed in 1971 but was not broadcast until 74.
Newhart and who else?
And Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
Was there a reason for this?
I don't know why it was delayed, though, but it didn't say why. It's got a day in its title.
It's got a what?
A day in its title.
It sounds a little familiar.
A day.
Is the day Tuesday?
No.
We can narrow it down.
Yeah, right. Or Wednesday.
Sunday.
Nope.
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Back
I don't.
Up. Look, you don't know what it is?
No.
It's Thursday's game.
All right, I do vaguely Thursday's remember game? That. Thursday's game about people get together for a card game. Yeah, okay, yeah. I got that. I sort of remember
true?
That.
I've Here's never even one. Heard of it.
Yeah. Which member of the cast of Family Affair was of Lebanese descent?
Of the what family?
Which member of the cast of Family Affair was of Lebanese descent?
I still can't make out the...
Oh, Lebanese descent.
We still couldn't hear the name of the family. Could you say it one more time?
Family Affair. Remember
oh.
that? Family Affair?
Oh.
Brian Keith and... all right, let me think. Lebanese descent.
The butler.
No.
Let's
think of the one who's member of the class whose name came first alphabetically.
So it starts with an A.
Yeah.
Uncle Tenus. Jody, no, not Jody Whittaker, not Brian Keith.
The other girl.
I'll give you a clue. It's the first one of the cast to die.
Well, that's that little girl, but I can't think for her. I'm sorry, I can't think of her name.
Anissa Jones. Her first name means little friend in Arabic.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Sorry we didn't do better.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you'd like to give us a call, we have some lines open right now at area code 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. All right, let me give you a couple of questions here. Who was the shortest-lived Nobel laureate for literature?
For literature?
Yes.
The shortest?
Shortest lived.
who had the shortest life.
Yes.
So they died young. They won the Nobel Prize. Oh. They died quickly.
Well, I mean, yeah, young as compared to the other ones.
For the Nobel Prize.
For the Nobel Prize. I wouldn't ask if it was some really obscure thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Who was the shortest-lived Nobel laureate or Nobel Prize winner for literature?
They won it while they were still alive, though, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah they won't. It's, yeah. It has okay. to be. You have okay. to be alive.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess you do. Sometimes they die before the award is given.
Oh, maybe so.
Let's see. How long did they live?
I'm not going to say.
Well, that's...
This person didn't reach 50. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Oh, well, that's not so young.
Mm.
You flatterer, you.
Who was the... who was the shortest-lived Nobel Prize winner for literature?
And could you give us a very...
No. I can't. I don't think I can give you
the last 30 years or before that, something like that.
The last 30 years? No, not the last 30 years.
American?
That's as far as I'm going to go. Do you want to take a guess, Molly?
I'm thinking it through. It's a woman.
All right. Well, while you're thinking about that, let me do the other question. This is a survey done... I'm sorry, I wish I could. I think it might have been Psychology Today. The five most popular words in romance novel titles over the last 50 years. These are the five most popular words, in other words, the five words you would find most often in romance novel titles over the last 50 years, and no A and the and that kind of thing.
Kiss there. And love.
Love, of course.
Yeah.
Strangely enough.
Not kiss?
No kiss.
No.
Again, these are the five most popular words you would find in the titles of romance novels written in English over the last 50 years.
Heart.
I'm sorry, what?
Heart.
No. Those are your two guesses.
You mean romance meaning like...
you know...
Harlequin romance.
Tearing the shirt open novels.
Bodice rippers.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She was an innocent girl from the country.
Yeah, right.
Lord Darlington found her.
The man with the long silk hair.
Man.
Yes. Very good. Very good. All right. Okay. So again, the five most popular words that you would find in the titles of romance novels over the last 50 years. So far we have love and man. And the first question was, who was the shortest-lived Nobel Prize winner for literature? Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I think that's me.
I think it is.
Hang on, let me take you off speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was Jamaica Kincaid one of the authors of the school teacher quote?
Mother oh, no. Quote? No, but I could see that. But no.
Okay. Professor Plum, Miss Peacock.
Professor Plum, not
Miss
Plum. I knew
there was a Plum.
Oh, sorry.
Very
good, very good caller. Mrs. Peacock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's Mrs. Peacock? I thought it was Miss Peacock.
Mrs. Peacock.
Okay, Candlestick.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You got Revolver and Rope. Was there a Mr. Green?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Because these are the name, the color of the
That's
pieces.
That's great.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know, I'm just now using my imagination because I can't remember. Was something to do with poison?
No. Interesting. Sure enough.
I've run out of weapons.
All right.
Okay. Two more weapons and two more people.
Has to be more creative.
Sorry, how many more weapons?
Two more.
Two more weapons and two more people.
Okay. I'll work on it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
So the people were what? Plum? Professor
Colonel
Plum?
Mustard, Professor Plum, Mr. Green, and Mrs. Peacock.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Kate in Richmond.
Hi, Kate.
And I think one of those quotes is by James Joyce.
Which one?
The one about how awful the world is.
The
dunghill one, absolutely. That is James Joyce. Thank you.
I know, it was on my refrigerator for many years.
Okay.
And did somebody say Colonel Mustard? Of course they did.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, okay. So that's all I got.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. For the This is Julie from Belmont.
Hi, Julie.
And, clue suspects, what about Miss Scarlet?
Miss Scarlet, yes. Very good.
Okay, and weapon, maybe an axe?
A what?
An axe?
No, that's a good guess, but no, not an axe.
Okay, and then the five romance novel titles, what about Woman?
No, strangely enough.
Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you very much.
Sure, bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly do enjoy bringing it to you. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman, teacher and photographer Pauline Teichman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Again, the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, what do these disasters all share in common? The Boston Marathon bombing, the Virginia Tech and Columbine shootings, the Oklahoma City bombing, and the Branch Davidian shootout.
What do they all have in common?
Does that have to do with one of the individuals involved in
it? No, it does not.
Okay.
Could you frame that in any way? I mean, like...
Well, I can't. I don't know how to do it without giving it away. You can quite narrow it down, like Pauline said. It's not it has to do with any people involved.
Okay.
So give the four...
Boston Marathon bombing, Virginia Tech and Columbine shootings, the Oklahoma City bombing, and the Branch Davidian shootout and
what
fire.
What do they all have in common? Is this a physical thing you're looking for?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Oh, okay. Hi, this is Bernard in San Francisco.
Hi, Bernard.
Hi. I have two guesses for the weapon and clue. Isn't it a lead pipe or a pipe or something?
Lead pipe, yes. Correct.
Good.
Okay. And, one to go.
And the five most popular words in romance novels, would one word be desire?
No, I would have probably guessed that too, but no.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Thank you very much.
How about sex?
No.
No.
Oh,
they
never
keep
so
it clean
overt.
In those novels.
Well, they're pretty overt, but okay. I guess love covers that.
Their passion, maybe.
Passion, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, that was fast. Hi. I think there's a Colonel White or Mr. White. Something like that.
Well, there's a Mrs. White.
Oh, sorry. Oh, right. She was the cook.
Her husband died. And
that's a tough one, yeah. Okay. And one
and,
more
and
weapon.
Maybe a weapon was a wrench.
A what?
A wrench.
Correct.
Very, very good.
That's a tough one. Very good, Cole.
An image came to me of the little metal piece.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Little tiny wrench.
Oh, and let me guess about your disasters, criminal activities. They're all in April.
That's it. How'd you know that?
Because I'm good at detail.
Oh, wow.
Very
good. Not only in April, they all occurred between April 15th and April 20th.
Yeah, the Columbine and the Oklahoma things, I believe, were both April 20th.
Yeah.
Which is Hitler's birthday.
Along with Lincoln's assassination and the sinking of the Titanic, all in the same sort of week, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Night.
All right, good night.
It is the cruelest month.
Yeah. And Pauline, it's your turn.
Amazing.
Okay, well, I'm sticking to the mother's theme. So I'm going to give you several movie titles. Give me the director and the person who played the mother role. You're only allowed one each. That's it. Okay? So Mother's Day.
Hold on. Don't go too fast.
Kay. Okay. Throw Mama from the Train. Ma Mère. Mommy Dearest. All About Mother. Mr. Mom, Serial Mom, and Bachelor Mother. Should I give them one more time?
And what do you want?
I want the director and the actor who played the title role, like the mom role.
Yeah, yeah.
Mom or mother role.
Well, nobody knows the actress in Throw Mama from the Train. She was not well known.
She was nominated for an Oscar, though, I think.
But she wasn't well known.
No, she wasn't well known.
No, but I think people... It's kind of like a mini cult movie. A lot of people are familiar with it.
Mary...
So you're only allowed one anyway, so just pick the one you're sure of.
All right. Well, Mommy Dearest was, of course, Faye Dunaway.
Uh-huh. And who's the director?
I think it's Frank Perry, isn't
That's
it?
Right.
Yeah, that's very good.
Okay, so one together.
I'll give you mine. The Serial Mom, which is a pretty funny movie, in spots. It's Kathleen Turner and John Waters.
Absolutely. Great. Okay, so callers out there?
Bachelor what?
Bachelor Mother. But okay. You've got your guesses.
I know.
That's it.
I don't know anyway. Okay.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, I ran out of clue knowledge. This is Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
But I strung together some literary mothers, being broadly construed for Mother's Day.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the name of a well-known fictional character, and you tell me that person's mother's name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we can try.
Richie Cunningham.
What was that?
Yes. Okay.
Who's that in here?
Richie Cunningham, you know, from the
Mrs. show. Cunningham.
Yeah, but she has a first name.
She has a first name.
Often said by Tom Bosley, yes. Played the dead.
Marion Ross.
Gosh.
All right, move along.
Oedipus.
I was going to say.
Come on, you're the mythology scholar.
I know, wait.
Oedipus and,
going to say Electra, but that can't be right.
No, it's
not Electra.
Is it
Medea.
Medea killed her kids.
And Tony Soprano.
His mother. Oh, that horrible. I know the actress.
I always know the actresses, but yeah. We're doing horrible here.
She dominated the first season, but then, you know, the actress.
Nancy Marchand.
Yeah. What was her name?
Yep.
Gosh.
Next. We'll come
next
back.
Next is Wonder Woman.
Her mother?
Mm-hmm.
She had a mother?
She knew she had one, yeah.
Yep, her mom is a character, and so here I'm crossing over with the mythology.
Wonder Mother.
So if you think about who Wonder Woman is, like, what would her mother's name be, given that it's from mythology?
Oh, I see.
Rhea.
No. Nope. Okay.
Which mythology?
It would be...
So Wonder Woman is what?
Greek. Well, it's not. It's.
I don't know. What is she?
It's sort of.
She's a woman from Greek mythology.
Yes.
That is to say, she is a.
Amazon.
Right.
Very good.
So if she's a princess of the Amazons.
Who was the head of the Amazons?
That you see in all the great paintings. not Judith.
Judith's from the Bible.
I know. I'm looking at these different paintings in my mind.
I don't know why we're doing so horribly with this, but we are.
Do you have any others?
Okay, so the last of my five is Zeus.
Zeus?
Oh, Zeus sprang from... Okay,
Minerva?
Cronus, is it?
Cronus is his father.
Okay, he was a father. Cronus is a father. And is that Rhea?
It is Rhea.
Okay. Good job. Oh, good job. You sound... Redeemed us very, very slightly.
Oof, very, very slightly.
The forerunners were Richie Cunningham, Oedipus, Tony Soprano, and Wonder Woman.
Oedipus, I should know. I'm like kicking myself.
Yeah,
because...
you'll kick yourself when you hear it. I know you know it.
No, I definitely know it. I just
no. It's just a question of I know the actresses who played these people, but I don't remember the name of the.
I don't remember her name in The Sopranos mentioned that often, except. My mother, okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Days, I don't remember all that much.
Yeah, you better fill us in.
The mom on Happy Days was Marion Cunningham. They used the actress's first name.
Marion.
Oh, Marion.
Now you can hear the dad going, Marion.
Oh, that's true. Okay. When you say it in that voice, I totally remember.
Tom Basley.
So Oedipus's mother was Jocasta.
Oh, of course.
Yep. Tony Soprano's mother was named Livia.
Oh, that's how
I know. That one I didn't know.
And Wonder Woman, since she's a princess of the Amazons, her mother's the queen of the Amazons, Hippolyta.
Oh, just like in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Good one.
So there you go.
Happy All right. Sorry we didn't do better with that.
No, at least I got some harder questions this time.
All right, good.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. It's my turn, isn't it? I think it is.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. F. Scott Fitzgerald was the first cousin of what famous woman executed by the United States government?
Tokyo Rose. Huh?
No. F. Scott Fitzgerald was the first cousin to what famous woman who was executed by the United States government?
She's very well known in her own right?
Yes, for being executed by the United States government. And you know, not for a particular reason, obviously.
I have no idea.
Like treason?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. When was she executed, more or less?
In the 19th century.
19th century, okay.
So once more, F. Scott Fitzgerald was the first cousin to what famous woman executed by the United States government?
So, woman who committed treason in the 19th century. Come on,
I can't think of.
You can help me.
I can't think
of
anyone. No.
All right, I'll give you one more. What non-title character in a Shakespeare play has the most lines?
What non-title
character in a Shakespeare play has the most lines?
Iago.
Yes, very good. Very good. Mm. Okay, good job. All right, so once more, F. Scott Fitzgerald's first cousin was a famous woman who was executed by the United States government. Who was that? And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid. I may have an answer for the Nobel Prize winner.
Yes.
He was 46 when he died. Could it be Albert Camus?
It is Albert Camus. Very good.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay, I'm glad I got that. So I have really two questions for you. Very quick. Okay, you know, it came out lately that many of the baby boomers are committing suicide. Awful lot. Awful lot. You know, bad economy, hardly any money earning CDs, and, you know, very small amount for Social Security. So that reminded me of a very famous actor who committed suicide some years ago, and his note was, say, "Hi world, I am bored."
George Sanders.
George Sanders.
Very good. Very good. Very good. All right. It was good. It was a very good actor.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool question. There's only two liquid elements in the whole periodic table. One is mercury. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. And the second one is bromine. So I'll give you the answer for that. What happens if you change a proton into a neutron in mercury? What element do you get?
Okay.
So you have a mercury atom. And you change one of the proton into a neutron, what element would you end up with?
I do not know.
Leave it to the audience.
All right.
Thank you very much.
We will. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. It's Hayes from San Francisco.
Hello.
The guy before got me with the Camus. I thought it was Kipling.
That's all right. Kipling was actually the youngest person to win the Nobel Prize for Literature.
How old was he?
Kipling was, which is why I thought maybe he was the one that popped his clogs before the other guy.
No,
I think he lived a fair...
Yeah, he lived a fairly long time.
Okay, all right. But have a great night, you lot, and you're great.
Oh, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, to our continuing ongoing series of movie stars you didn't think could sing...
I have that same thing.
Yeah. Well, I just found it. It's a great CD. It's called Did You Know These Stars Could Sing? Some you did know. Right. But anyway, here is a cut of a famous dramatic actress doing a little crooning, and we don't think of her as a singer. Who is it? Kevin?
Oh, wait a minute. Kevin's on the phone.
Oh, God. Bad timing.
Kevin, play the CD.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Down through the ages, the sages have said, truth is beauty, honesty is all virtue, integrity over all. I don't think those crazy sages at all. 'Cause when my guy is near me and the time is right for love, I say to him, don't you make with that cold truth, baby. Not when my temperature's 8,000 above. Just tell me the moment you saw me. Say that was the moment you fell. Come on, lie to me, lie to me, lie to me, baby. You lie so doggone well. It's not that you're such a great salesman, but ooh, what a product you sell. Come on, lie to me, lie.
Okay, who is that? Everybody knows. Oh, everybody knows her as an actress, but I've never heard her sing anything, and Dana is going to have to recuse himself because he has the same CD.
That's right, I do.
And Pauline knows because she
somebody
overheard.
Said it.
So it's up to you, audience. Who
I
is
think,
that?
Could we safely say that this woman's an Academy Award winner?
Okay.
I guess we can
sure,
now.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
let's do that.
That's fair to say.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, hi, is David in Oakland?
Hi.
I got beaten to the Camus answer.
But,
there you go. That's real. Yeah, that's okay. I was just hoping, I don't know if you chose it because of Mother's Day in the first line of The Stranger, but anyway. So I got a question for you, though.
All right.
This movie won Best Picture. Even though it's a talkie, there's no dialogue at all in it for the last 20 minutes of the movie. Remember it?
Okay. There's no dialogue in the last 20 minutes of the movie. Oh, you're not thinking like an American in Paris, or...
That is it, American in Paris.
Oh, the big ballet.
The big
ballet.
Yeah. Right.
Good one.
Good job.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is that me?
It is you.
Hi. Well, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What famous artist, when they had... were just about 21, hadn't become famous yet, but got into doing freelance illustrating and created the old Dutch Cleanser Girl Chasing Dirt, a symbol still in print on Dutch Cleanser.
This is a classical artist. I mean, a classic artist.
Well, famous, very famous.
I mean, more than as an illustrator.
Well, you want to see...
Oh, yeah, much more than an illustrator.
Okay.
You want to say...
Everyone knows their name.
So, I'll say either Norman Rockwell or Grant Wood.
Nope.
I was thinking Warhol.
You'll be surprised.
No, this goes way, way back, though, isn't it?
Does it?
Well,
Dutch Cleanser goes way, way back.
1908, 1909.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
1908.
Could it be one of the Wyeths?
No.
No, it goes back further than them, I think.
1908?
Foreign.
The artist was very young then. This is how she,
she.
Was this Humphrey Bogart's mother by any chance?
No.
Okay. Because she was an artist.
Oh,
she
really?
Was an illustrator.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a woman you have divulged unwittingly.
1908.
Mary Cassatt?
Yeah.
No.
That's one of the few.
Georgia O'Keeffe.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow. I guess that.
Very good. Unbelievable.
Because we were running out of women artists.
Yeah.
No.
Artists, after that, we had nobody left.
Yeah.
Stop that. I had plenty.
Thank you. That
You're
was
welcome.
Good.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So we are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have?
Well, I just have the recording of the actress singing, Who is She?
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, I still have one quote. So, she was so deeply embedded in my consciousness that for the first year of school, I seemed to have believed that each of my teachers was my mother in disguise. That's by a famous author. And then I have six movies still out. Mother's Day, Throw Mama from the Train, Ma Mère, All About Mother, Mr. Mom, and Bachelor Mother. I want to know the director and the actor who played the principal role.
Okay.
Or the title role, I should say.
I have a list of the five most popular words in romance novel titles over the last 50 years. The last 50 years. So these are all things originally written in English. So far we have love and man. Again, the five most popular words in titles of romance novels over the last 50 years. So I'm obviously excluding the name.
How about affair?
No.
How about dream?
No. That's a good guess, but no. And F. Scott Fitzgerald was the first cousin of what woman executed by the United States government? F. Scott Fitzgerald was the first cousin of what woman executed by the United States
government? And what year did you say she was executed?
19th I did not century, say. It was in the 19th century.
Was it the woman that was part of the conspiracy to kill Lincoln?
It was. You had to tell me her name.
Okay. I don't know her name.
All right.
I don't know her name.
But you're
I nailed it.
You almost nailed it.
You didn't get that nailed it.
Well, very few people. Does anyone know any of the other people besides
Booth? Oh, sure.
Booth? The doctors.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
I'm sure many people do.
No.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, this is Linda in El Cerrito.
Hi, Linda.
Yeah, I just got the same answer as Jerry, but without the name either on John Wilkes Booth. But anyway, I have another couple of possible answers.
Mm-hmm.
Bachelor Mother, that was Ginger Rogers.
Yes, it was.
Oh,
but
good.
I don't know the director.
Garson Kanin.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Very good. And I guess on the titles of romance novels,
yes.
How about Heart? Did somebody say that?
No, nobody said that, and it's not one of them.
Okay. Well,
should
thanks.
Be.
Thanks for that. Okay, and didn't you have a question about what... female character in Shakespeare's plays had the most lines?
No, I said what non-title character in Shakespeare play had the most lines, and Jerry got it. It was Iago.
Oh, I thought it was a female character.
No.
Do you happen to know the answer for that?
Ophelia.
Portia.
Possibly. Well, I thought that's what you were asking.
No.
And I don't know the answer, but how about Beatrice and Much Ado About Nothing?
That's very mm-hmm. possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll try to look it up.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Well, Lady
bye-bye.
Macbeth.
That's true.
No shrinking violet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but she doesn't have as many lines as Ophelia.
I think it's your turn.
Okay, I hope I phrased this question right. This week, or in the past week and a half, something that two different people associated with the word Cragen passed away. Who are they, and what was the association?
Cragen?
Well, Cragen was a philosopher.
K-R-A-K-E-N.
Donald Cragen, I think his name was.
No.
I'm thinking, oh.
Could you spell the word Cragen?
K-R-A-K-E-N.
Oh, Cragen.
K-R-A-K-E-N.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know. Cragen. Oh.
So it wasn't like Cragen or Autosopran.
No.
That's G.
Oh, yeah, okay. Cragen.
I never heard that.
So once more.
Okay. Recently, two different people associated with the word Cragen passed away. Who were they? What was their association?
It's like Cragen Barrel or something like that?
No. It's in the world of the arts, I will tell you that.
I don't know.
It's in the world of the arts, Cragen. Hmm, okay.
You have to think about what the word Cragen means, what it was.
Well, isn't there a giant squid called a Cragen?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that should help you at least for one, if not for the other.
And somebody wrote a book called The Kraken last year about the giant squid. So...
So some sea explorer or scientist?
No, you said it was in the art world.
Oh, art world.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I can
totally
go much
further. Totally out
to lunch. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Cragen, I believe, must be Ray Harryhausen, correct?
Ray Harryhausen.
That's one of the
good.
Two, absolutely.
What's the connection?
Very good.
He was in a visual effects... Right,
the beast from 20,000 Fathoms.
Oh, I see. Cragen.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Very good caller. Very
yes.
good.
The special effects guy, wizard. Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. And there's somebody else also, and also a theater connection.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
I don't know that, but I also have an answer for Mr. Mom.
Oh yes,
Michael Keaton.
Absolutely. That's the actor. Do you know the director by any chance?
No,
I don't know that he's as well known, but Stan, I'll give that. Stan Trigotti?
I don't know. I don't know.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I have a movie question here. I'm going to give you five women who played the mother role of an actor who won the Academy Award for Best Actor, okay? In other words, in the film that this person won the Academy Award for Best Actor, these are the women that played his mother.
Okay.
Got it? Okay. Number one, Maureen Lipman.
That's the character's name.
That's the actor. I'm only giving you the actor's name.
Oh, Lippman.
Maureen Lippman. Number two, Eileen Hurley. Eileen Hurley. Number three, Martha Scott. Martha Scott. Number four, Brenda Fricker. Brenda Fricker. Number five, Rosemary DeCamp. See, Jerry will know that, Rosemary DeCamp.
I know the name, but...
So again, these are five actresses who in the movies played the mother of an actor who won the Academy Award for Best Actor for that film.
Okay, Maureen Lippman played Abe Lincoln's mother.
No.
No?
No, really, where'd you...
Maureen Lippman, I thought...
No, this is a long ways away from that. So let me just give you the list once more. Mm-hmm. Number one, Maureen Lippman. Number two, Eileen Hurley. Number three, Martha Scott. Number four, Brenda Fricker. Number five, Rosemary DeCamp. They all played mothers of actors who won the Academy Award for Best Actor in that particular film.
Okay. Oh, gee, Martha Scott. This stuff.
These are all quite well-known films. Some fairly recent. And...
You couldn't have thrown in Sarah Allgood, huh?
No. But she didn't play the mother of...
Henry Fonda, she's played his mother in...
You think you're Jane Darwell.
Grapes of Wrath. Jane Darwell. I always get those mixed up.
Sarah Allgood's the one in How Green Was My Valley.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Hi, I'm Kat from San Francisco.
Hi, Pat.
I think I know the answer to F. Scott Fitzgerald's cousin.
Good.
Is her name Mary Surratt?
Yes,
that's
very
right.
Good.
Mary Surratt. Yeah. I was going to say Mary. I knew it's Mary, but I... Okay.
Excellent.
Something about Mary.
Yeah.
I have two guesses for the romance novel.
Yes.
Desire or Heart?
Neither one, I'm sorry to say.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you calling. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
What about the romance novel, Always?
You don't strike me as the romance novel type.
I know. I just feel like I got to get a bell and I got to try for everything.
All right.
You know that singing voice? I thought I heard Helen Hayes. I must be wrong.
You are wrong.
Okay, I thought it was.
No, a little more contemporary.
What was your guess on the romance novel?
Always.
Always.
Always, no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But never, yes.
It's not always. It's only for 150 pages. Yeah.
Was Brenda Fricker, was she the mother to My Left Foot?
Yes. Daniel Day-Lewis is mother in My Left Foot. Very good.
I have two questions for you guys.
Okay.
I just learned this, so I thought you probably know it. So... what is either the first movie or the first year that a movie won foreign film as a category rather than just, you know, an honorary thing? It was actually made into a category at this particular year.
It's fairly late, isn't it?
Oh, gee.
It wasn't until the 50s.
Yeah, it was in the 50s.
Let's go with 56.
You just
very
want the...
good. She got the year.
Oh, very good.
My bell.
Good guess.
There's your bell.
La Strada.
Oh.
Strada, yeah.
All right.
Great.
Thank
okay.
You.
Excellent.
And what about the first year that either the year of the movie, it won for best film and best screenplay?
You mean a foreign film?
The foreign film won the best screenplay as well as foreign film.
Oh, wasn't it that that Italian director with the
you want to go to France?
Holocaust.
France.
Last year at Marienbad?
Nope.
Hiroshima, Mon Amour?
What about this? Da 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 da.
Man and a Woman.
Good job.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Thomas.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Good job.
Yeah. I mean, I was doing the windshield.
All right. Hello, you on?
Hello, it's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
Oh, what a great voice.
Oh, thank you. How about, the singer, was that Shelley Winters?
It was. Very good. Excellent.
All right.
Good job.
Good going.
And for the words in romance novels, how about Forever?
No.
Oh.
I was going to throw that out next, too, yeah.
Remember?
Nope.
Life?
Nope.
Death?
Nope.
Oh, not in romance.
You never put death in the title of a romance novel.
Well, you can love someone until death.
Until death do us part, that's true.
Yeah, but you're not thinking about that when you're having the romance.
How about time?
No.
Since he said he said life, I thought of time.
Uh-uh.
Well, that's all I have.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to give us a call here, the number is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Jerry, you have something quick you can throw in?
What is the oldest university west of the Mississippi?
I should know this because I know I've heard this before.
I think it's Willamette.
No.
Where
is that?
Oh, maybe it's Lewis and Clark.
No.
In Oregon. No. Is it in Oregon?
No.
All right.
Maybe in Utah.
Oh, you're thinking Brigham Young?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't think so.
It was a good try. Honest stab.
All right. West of the Mississippi. Ay, ay, ay.
How far west?
Yeah.
Actually, not too far west.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good question. Yeah.
Oh. So it sounds like Washington University in St. Louis or something, is it?
Well, something. It is something, yeah.
Not bad. No. All right. No. All right. Why don't you repeat the question?
What is the oldest university west of the Mississippi?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, he's from San Francisco again.
Hello.
Somebody answered Brenda Fricker, My Left Foot.
Right.
Fantastic actress. And just as a complete guess about a romance novel, since I'd already been beaten on that one, what about Crime?
No.
No, because I figured that would be a good one. All right. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
See ya.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelsarito again.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I just wanted to kind of wrap up that question that I sort of raised about the female character in Shakespeare that has the most lines.
Right.
I checked that out. So I have the top five now. Four of them are quite familiar. So I was wondering how many you could give me.
Well, Jerry guessed Lady Macbeth.
I said Lady Macbeth.
No, that's not one of them.
And Ophelia?
No.
And Danny said Portia.
Portia.
Portia is number four.
What about Catherine from Taming the Shrew?
No, surprise.
Well, Juliet.
Juliet is number five. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so it's okay. Two.
Got those two.
Oh, she's titled, though.
And
oh, yes. Okay, well,
Romeo
I wasn't thinking about that.
Okay.
Title. Yeah, so we have three more. One of them is not so familiar, but the other two should be quite familiar.
Oh, let's see. Who would we be missing?
One of the daughters in King Lear?
Oh, you're thinking Mike Reagan or...
Reagan?
Cordelia?
No.
Cordelia, yeah, okay.
All right, who else are we missing? Mm. One of the... Is it something from a comedy?
Well, there are three of them, so which ones are you referring to?
Merry Wives of Windsor, one of them?
No, not that.
Not De Beatrice.
No, I thought maybe it was, but it wasn't.
What about in A Midsummer Night's Dream? The
Forest of Arden. As You Like It.
Okay, keep going.
Benedict, is that?
What about
What did you just say?
Benedict.
Oh, that's first of all, that's a male. Oh.
What about Ariel?
But Dana was practically right there.
Well, it's as you like it, but
yes,
it's but
right.
I have to think of the character.
Yeah.
No, who is it?
Rosalind.
Rosalind. Oh. Okay.
And she's in drag in some.
Right.
So right.
I guess that, those
parts.
Lines count as well. Okay, we have one more familiar one, and then one that I'll tell you.
Just fill us in on the last one.
Okay, Cleopatra.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Yes. The second highest number of lines. Rosalind is the first. Mm. And the third one is Imogen from Cymbeline, which
is not real
familiar.
No.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling back about that.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Are a Matter.
Oh, hi, it's Bernard again from San Francisco.
Hi, Bernard.
Hi. I just, let me just turn my radio down. I have two guesses for the romance novel.
Yes.
What about Forbidden?
No.
And what about Wind or Winds?
No.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
What about Lust?
No.
No, that's too obvious.
I can think of tons of titles.
And something okay. Very quick.
So two things quick. One, I'm going to add for the Kraken Association, the second one. He was also the first person to bring Beckett to San Quentin.
Oh, and I just saw that in the paper about that.
He was my professor, a fabulous, brilliant man.
I just
man.
Saw his obit in the paper.
Oh, yeah, Herbert Blau.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh. Professor Blau.
He was one of your professors?
Yes, he was.
Brand.
My very first
Where?
Year. At University of Maryland.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and what does a spermologer do?
Count sperm.
No. I knew you would go
That's
that
what
way.
Every high school boy aspired to be.
I don't think so.
Let's see.
But the origin of the word does have to do with seed, so.
But, okay.
But it has nothing to do with that. Something I would expect you to know.
So it's not somebody that sows seeds in a field or sort of in a
no.
crop?
It has to do with, the origin of the word has to do with collecting seeds, but it came to mean something completely different.
Something completely different from that. I don't know.
But something you should know.
Something I should know?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of things I should know, but I don't. But
nothing I should know.
Something we all should know.
Okay, I'll leave it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter.
Hi, Peter.
For a romance novel, how about True?
No.
Okay. And we were talking earlier about Albert Camus.
Yes.
What is the opening line of his novel, The Stranger?
Mother died this morning, or this morning mother died.
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Close enough.
It's been so many years.
Aujourd'hui, maman est morte.
Right.
Yes, it's the same today, mother
yes.
died.
Yes.
Very good.
Give yourself right. a bell. Very good.
Even though you couldn't say it in French.
No, I couldn't say it in French. Is that it?
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
A couple of questions or answers. Your caller who asked about mercury and changing the proton to a neutron, that makes gold.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Very good.
Very good.
They're next to each other in the periodic table.
Okay.
So, and then I have some guesses for the romance novel title.
Yes.
Okay, how about Mary, M-A-R-R-Y?
You're close enough that I'm going to give it to you. It's marriage.
Marriage. Okay.
Okay. And then how about baby or babe?
Yes.
Really?
Very good. Yes.
Oh.
Which one is it, baby or babe?
Baby.
Baby.
Oh,
okay.
Call me baby.
Then how about wedding?
No.
No, that's
okay.
not romantic.
That's my guesses.
That's not romantic.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
What about the word romance itself?
No.
Somebody guess that.
And we have a couple minutes left. You'd like to give us a quick call, 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7, 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hello. Ilona in Oakland.
Hi, Ilona.
I have a couple guesses on the romance novel.
How do you spell your name, by the way?
I-L-O-N-A.
Ilona.
I-L-O-N-A.
Ilona.
There was a picture called Ilona of the South Seas with Dorothy L'Amour. But I don't think they spelled it with an I.
And a character in She Loves Me. Do you know that?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm waiting for it to be one of those names of the year, and then everybody else has the same name.
Maybe
right.
you're in the vanguard.
Sorry, we didn't mean to bog down in your name. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Nice name.
Okay, so romance novel. How about passion?
No, strangely enough.
Strangely enough. Dark?
No.
Thin?
No.
Lover?
No.
Knight?
No.
Boy?
No.
Girl?
No.
I give up.
All right, thank you very much.
That's it for me.
Okay, take care. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm Doug from San Francisco, and first thing I wanted to try to answer is for the romance novel.
Yes.
A couple of guesses are heat.
No.
How about sweat?
No.
Sweat, no.
There's only one word left, and it's it's not, well, you know, it's a word that's certainly familiar to everybody, but it's not necessarily passion.
Dramatic word.
Yeah, related.
Okay. And the other try I wanted to make was for the oldest university west of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
How about Iowa State University?
No.
Okay.
Did you go to Iowa State?
That's right away.
Well, you're forgiven for saying that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, San Francisco again.
Hello.
Now, I finally hope that I've got an answer to a question here.
Yes.
Spermologist is actually something I know a lot about because I work in that thing. It's about trivia.
Absolutely.
Oh.
It's a collector of trivia.
Exactly.
Wow.
The thing about a romance novel, I think that's a great question because everyone's asking and no one's getting it right. Fantastic.
Well, they've gotten four out of five.
What about marriage?
Marriage was gotten. That was on the list.
That was in there?
Okay. Right.
Well, I'm glad that I'm not getting the answer right. If I got one of those answers right, I'd be really upset.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, oldest university west of the Mississippi.
Yes.
St. Louis University, founded in
1818
by the Jesuits.
Correct. Very good.
I was right next door to it, Washington.
Yep. Well, you didn't get it, though. Very good, Cole.
Dana, you asked that question once, and I had to write in and correct your answer from Willamette to St. Louis.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a chance to correct it on the air.
I knew I'd heard the question before.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hey, the romance novels, how about Never?
Nope.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. And next call. Oops. Yes. Okay. Hi, you're on.
Hi. For the romance novel?
Yes.
Forbidden?
Not forbidden.
Lost?
No.
Mistress?
No.
Master?
No.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks
a lot.
How
about ever? Not forever, but ever.
No.
Eternal.
No.
Yes.
Eternal. That's a good guess. I like that. Yeah, but no.
Yeah.
All right. Let's clean up here. Jerry, do you have anything?
Perfectly clean.
All right. Pauline?
Okay. So my quote, she was so deeply embedded in my consciousness for the first year of school, I seem to have believed that each of my teachers was my mother in disguise as Philip Roth.
Oh, it sounds like
it does.
And for the movie, so Mother's Day, directed by Darren Lynn Bousman and the actor Rebecca De Mornay. Throw Mama from the Train was a Danny DeVito movie with Anne Ramsey.
Yes.
Ma Mère, Christophe Honoré with Isabelle Huppert.
Of course.
And of course.
Very well known. She's in everything.
Of
and
course.
All About Mother, Pedro Almodovar with Cecilia Roth.
All right. Okay. Let's see. What do we have here? The five most popular words on romance novel titles over the last 50 years. Love, baby, man, marriage, bride. Bride is the one to know about.
Oh, yeah, bride, yeah.
The who played the mothers of in the films that won these actors the best Academy Award for Best Actor? Maureen Lipman was Adrian Brody's mother in The Pianist. Oh. Eileen Hurley was Laurence Olivier's mother in Hamlet. Martha Scott was Charlton Heston's mother in Ben-Hur. Oh. And Rosemary DeCamp was James Cagney's mother in Yankee Doodle Dandy. So if we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman, teacher and photographer Pauline Teichman. Thank you very much, Pauline. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. I think Leo will be here next week. Thanks, of course, to Kevin in advance for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. And take care and join us next Sunday. Bye-bye.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss.